brazo a brazo.
Blood, a crown of thorns, you gave it away. Our sins you bore, and
John chapter 19, verses 17 to 20, I'm going to read. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross. And the written was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King. Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. This title then read, verse 17, let's start from verse 17. And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of the skull, which is called in the Hebrews Golgotha, where they crucified him and two other with him, on either side one, and Jesus in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross. And the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. This title then read, many of the Jews for the place where Jesus was crucified nigh the city. And it was written in Hebrew, in Greek, and in Latin. Praise the Lord. John chapter 3. John chapter 3. We'll start from verse 18. And no man had ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him it might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. John 15, verses 18. Greater love had no man than this, that the man lay down his life for his friends. Greater love had no man than this, than a man who lay down his life for his friends. Not for his family members, not for his wife, not for the people that are related to him by blood, but friends, strangers. Praise the Lord. Now, when we are talking about the cross, one of the wonderful things about the cross was that before now, the cross did not have any efficacy. Before now, the cross did not have any power. Before now, the cross was just two pieces of wood being what joined together. There was no glory in the cross. But when a man came, not just a man, the only begotten Son of the Father. Before now, men were crucified on the cross, but then the cross did not have what? Any news. It did not spread. The cross was not being held in so much honor as it's being held today. Praise the Lord. But because a man of great importance, a man of the highest level of glory, hung on the cross, so he did what? He made the cross not just a piece of wood. He made the cross to be what? So powerful. A symbol of love, a symbol of victory, and a symbol of redemption for man, a symbol that yet again man can have eternal life that man lost at the Garden of Eden. Praise the Lord. So Jesus made the cross what so wonderful, just like today in those days, that what an horse and a colt was passing through what Jerusalem. Now before now, an ass was not something that was being honored. Praise the Lord. But because Jesus was sitting down on top of the ass, so they had to lay what their clothes, they had to lay what their palm fruits down for an ass to climb. So they are ass. Ah, these people have not honored me like this before. Wow. So he probably the ass was being happy, not knowing that it was the person that was sitting down on top of it that gave it what so much honor that it has. Praise the Lord. Originally, the purpose of the cross in the time of the Romans was not just for men to die. It was a tool for torture and a tool for humiliation. The original purpose of the cross was not to do what to kill thieves or people that probably must have formed allegiance with the enemies of the Roman empires at that time. So they made an instrument that they used to do what to humiliate people that want to rise and stand in the same level of authority or power like them, or somebody, probably a terrorist that has caused so much problem in what in the country as at that time. Praise the Lord. So they developed systems that will make the cross not just a sweet thing to die. As at that time, they were kind of dead. One of it was for you to be beheaded. Another time, they could send you into a war front just so you can die. You are not a warrior, but then they will send you into the war front so that you can go and fight. And the reason they are sending you this is so that you cannot die. That was one of the means of what terminating man on earth in the Roman Empire at that time. But the cross was originally a tool for humiliation and shame, torment. Praise the Lord. So because of this, they designed systems. You will not die immediately. And the journey for you to go to the cross is so painful. It does not start when you hang on the cross. So they will have to beat you, not just ordinary beating. They will have to put you through torment. Some they will remove your nails. They will drag your beards. They will do painful things to you before you what you have been taken to the cross. And the painful thing about the cross was that when they take you there, you will not die immediately. Praise the Lord. Because at the cross, you will die out of suffocation. When you are being called here, your body will carry so much weight. Praise the Lord. I'm taking you through the introduction so that you understand what Jesus passed through for you. You'll be hanged, your body will drag down. Those nails on your hand, it will be like it will tear your body. Mind you, if you check the videos, it's not a round nail. It's a kind of a triangular nail. So as you are dragging down, it is tearing your hand because the edges are sharp. Do you get it? So they will wear you for Jesus. The reason they even wore him the crown of thorns because he said he was a king. So they had to, let us make a crown for him. So they gave him a crown of thorns. So the thing as sharp as razor, you'll be cutting him. Praise the Lord. And then it was not just ordinary thorn, it was a contaminated kind of thorn. No, those barbed wires they put around things, the good ones, they are being chemicalized, so they pour chemical to it. So when it cuts you, that burns. It will be like they pour tetrazole services. It will be burning like acid. Do you understand? But then, knowing that when you are dragged down, your weight is going down, you may suffocate early and die early. Since the cross was for what? For torment. The Roman intelligence at that time designed a system. So they put something to support your bum, your buttocks. So that as you are coming, you race, you will not drag down for your knee to come out, you race small on it. So because of that, as your suffocation, the time is going, you are so just like putting a bag on your face, no oxygen is entering. Do you understand? So for a period of time, when oxygen is ceased, your body, all of the strength will be neutralized and you are bound to do what? To die. But this pain is so painful. Praise the Lord. In American, I don't know if they do it in Nigeria, there's something they do when they want to terminate a person, a very highly profiled criminal, they take out his blood. And during the process of taking out that blood, the veins will be strained. And the pain it causes, it's better you just behead that person. Praise the Lord. And at the cross too, that's one of the things that happened. Your vein will be strained and it will be so painful. It will be so painful because they want to torture you. Praise the Lord. That's in the side of torturing. In the side of shame, they will naked you, stark naked. They will pull down your head. Media Psalms number 22. They will pull down your heads. They will do things that they will tear your body. But they will not kill you. They want you to die by your own self. So all of these things, some people, if you read about it, some people, it takes like a week for them to die. Some people, it takes like a few days. But for Jesus, because it was only an assignment, it took only a few hours. Praise the Lord. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why hast thou so far from helping me and from the words of my groaning? Rush to verse 14. Verse 14. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of my joints because of the torment. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of the bowels. And then these guys were very intelligent, that when they want to do this crucifixion, they don't just do it in ordinary time. They do it in a season of high sun. Do you understand? So as you be hanging there, the sun, you that you say is because of sun that you cannot come for Ray's house. Really. It's because of sun you cannot go for evangelism. Like one of the brother during that period, he says, the sun was too much. That's why I could not meet the freshers. He said, Kai, you understood what Jesus passed on the cross for you. So the sun will scorch you so much, you become dark. And if they leave you, the vulture will come because of the smell of the blood. If an eagle is around, they sorry. So they will pluck your eyes. You will not die. It will stay a little while. My bones are out of my joint. My heart is like a wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. Next verse. My strength is dry up like what? A potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaw. Thou hast brought me into the dust of death. Next. For dogs have compassed me, and they have assembled the wicked, have enclosed me. They pierce my hand and my feet. I may tell all my bones, they look and stay upon me. Next verse. They part my garments among them and cast lot upon my ventures. But be not far from me, O Lord, my strength is thee to help me. Praise the Lord. That was a prophecy that was written concerning Jesus by, I will call him Prophet David. Praise the Lord. So Jesus, not like he was ignorance, talking about his love now, ignorance that is going to die, not just a kind of death, that is going to die on the cross. Remember, he said, I came in the volume of books, that is what is written on me. So he must have read all of this thing while he was opening the zeal up there, knew what he was going to pass through. But then he didn't know what? He did not give up. He still pushed. Despite knowing the pains, despite knowing what was written, he still did what? He still came. Praise the Lord. So if you know that you give somebody chapel of your trouser to wear and come to church, and you know that the person will not return the trouser, there is nothing that will want you to, that will allow you to give that trouser to that person, because you know that that person will not return it, or something that you hold of a very high esteem in your life. You do understand? Will you give your phone to somebody? Somebody says, okay, probably I need to do something, presentation, please borrow me your phone and I'll only return it tomorrow. And you know this person very well. Probably God has revealed it to you, and you know that this person will not return this phone. Probably when this person takes this phone out of this place, this one will lost. Will you still give it? So that's the same thing that Jesus did, knowing that he's going to die this kind of death. Praise the Lord. He still came and he died. But the Roman people did not know that that was the means of God to do what? To glorify himself. Praise the Lord. In John chapter 3 verses 14, we saw a prophecy. We saw a prophecy. It said, as Moses was lifted up the serpent, so shall the Son of Man be what? Be lifted up. So the mystery of the cross was that, like Jesus also said, he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to myself. But then the Roman Empire, them, as at that time, emperors, all of them, the priests, the scribes, and they don't know that because prophecy has been spoken, there must be a means of fulfilling it. And for Jesus not to be beheaded, it was not God's will. For Jesus not to be what? Be sent into the battlefield. For Jesus not to be imprisoned and put in a state of hunger till he dies. Jesus need what?
a means for him to be raised high, and that was only the cross. So in their mind, they thought that what they did was to shame Jesus, but they did not know that it was a means to lift Jesus, just like Moses lifted up the serpent. It was a means for Jesus to be what? To be glorified. Praise the Lord. It was a means for Jesus to be glorified. So at the cross, many things happened. And one of the things that happened on the cross was that, like we heard in Bible studies, you were being substituted for Jesus, and Jesus was being what? Substituted for you. Praise the Lord. So when Jesus was hanging on the cross and the Father turned eye, the Father did not turn his back on Jesus. He turned his back at our sin. But since Jesus was what? The owner of what? That bore our sin. The Father did what? Turn his back at Jesus. Praise the Lord. So the cross then became a balance. Golgotha became a courtroom. The cross now became what? A balance of justification between sin and the justification of it. Just like in the courtroom, the weighing balance in the court. So the cross became a weighing balance. Praise the Lord. So while Jesus was hanging on the cross, your cross and my cross was being embedded inside the cross of Jesus. The cross of my torment was being embedded inside the cross of Jesus. The cross of my pains was being what? Embedded inside of the cross of Jesus. Praise the Lord. So, since Golgotha was a courtroom, and we heard on Friday that there are three things that bear witness according to the scripture, I think that's 1 John 5:8, that bear witness upon the head. Number one is what? Spirit, the blood, and the water. Now, so God the Father became a judge, and Jesus became what? The accuser. And the cross became what? A witness. So at that time, just like our brother told us yesterday about something called the jury system. So at that time, the spirits that became a jury system, the delegates that will say, go and check what is done there. Is it according to what was written, that the soul that sin shall do what? Shall die. Is it written? Is it according to? So when they came, they saw that all of these things was what? Was justified. So the jury system did not have any right to do what? To pass their own judgment according to their perceptions, according to their intellect, or according to what they may see, because the cross was standing there as the supreme witness. The blood of Jesus was on the cross. The flesh of Jesus was still what? On the cross. And the water of Jesus was on the cross. So it was only at Golgotha that we have what? The judge. We have the judge. We have what? The accuser. And we have the witness in the same witness box. Do you get it? So a witness will always have his own box. The judge will not come down there and come and enter the witness box. No matter, he will not come to whisper. He will not come to ask questions. So the wonderful thing about the love of God, since he's the one that has all authority, because you know, if he allowed another person to be the judge, remember, if he allowed the devil, the accuser of the brethren, to be the judge, since the devil is so much hungry about the dominion mandate that God has given, so the devil will judge with his own facts, he will judge with his own jealousy, he will judge with his own what? Perception. So he had to become the judge on the cross, and he had to be what? The accuser on the cross. He has to also be what? The witness on the cross. So the Bible said that the blood of Jesus speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. That was because the blood of Jesus witnessed what Jesus did. Do you understand? Are you following? There's a song in my spirit.
Before I spoke a word, you were sealed
over me.
You've been so, so good to me.
Choir.
You breathe your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me.
Oh, the overwhelming.
Oh, the overwhelming. Never ending.
God. Oh, he chases me down, fights till I'm now found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it. Still you give yourself away. Only overwhelming, never ending, reckless love of God.
So in the natural system of the world, and according to sciences, it is only a white thing that can wash what? A dark thing or a red thing clean. But at the cross, we saw how that a red blood would wash a man out of what? Out of all of his darkness. Remember, the Bible says that darkness, our sin is like darkness. So God cannot behold iniquity. Because when iniquity comes before God, it is so what? It is so dark. When iniquity comes before God, it stands as a wall that God cannot do what? Cannot see you. Because of what? Your sin has hindered him from seeing you. So a system in the knowledge and the wisdom of God was what? Let his blood spill from what? Top to bottom. So as the blood is coming from on high, is now dripping from your head, is washing you down even what? To the sole of your feet. So a red liquid will now wash a white liquid that was seemingly looking as what? As white, but was not white, and he make it as pure. So he said, though your sin is red as crimson, I will make it as white as snow. But he did not use water, he used blood. So the blood needed to start. So because if he was beheaded, probably the blood would have just been around. Do you understand the mystery of God? So they did not know that while they are lifting up Jesus on the cross, that they are doing what? They are bringing other sons, that Jesus will not only be the only one that will bruise the head of the serpent, that there will be many other sons. So they had to do what? To help God fulfill his mandate. I pray for you here that you will not be a person that God will use to judge his beloved. Because if he uses you to judge his beloved negatively, oh, he will chastise that one, but when he comes back to pay you a visit, it will be the route. God, you will see sin, but woe to him that caused you to do what? To sin. So I pray for everybody in this house. I pray for everybody in this house. Probably your word or anything that you have done has caused you to be a judgment. Probably to God's people, to a beloved of God, that the mercy of God on the cross will find you. God, woe is a man that God uses to judge his beloved. Praise the Lord. So another wonderful thing that happened at the cross. Galatians 3:13. Oh, the overwhelming,
never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, 'cause I don't deserve it.
So the Bible records that cursed is any man that does what? That hangs on a tree. And before now, a curse was being pronounced that the soul that does what? That sin shall die. So you were already cursed because Adam, your father, had already done what? Committed sin at the Garden of Eden. So a judgment was passed right from the beginning of man's judgment to a journey to survival, that Abraham Friday is condemned to die because he's of the lineage of what? Of Adam. Praise the Lord. So what did God do? He brought that curse, embedded my curse, embedded your own curse, embedded the curse of all of us into his what? His dear son. So no longer was I needed to hang on the tree and die because of what I did. So Jesus Kai. Jesus. Can you think of the love of God? Imagine you owing somebody a debt for 5 years, for instance. And one day, Mama just came and said, Jonah, don't worry about that debt. I will pay it. Don't worry about that debt that you're owing that person. I have paid it for you. You did not do anything for Mama. You did not sweep her house. You did not do any single thing. But just came. I love this guy so much. I don't want him to perish. I will pay it all for you. And the person that you owe this debt, say, he does not just want the debt. He wants it with what? With interest. And one of the interests he wants you to pass through is that he wants you to suffer. Praise the Lord. So he just came. She came and said, Jonah, you don't have to do anything. From today, your curses that was pronounced against you, I have taken it. Praise the Lord. So Jesus did all of these things without wanting nothing. That's the profound thing about the cross. The only thing that he wants, that the Father said, believe that when you believe, you will do what? You will be set free. When you believe, you will be justified. So at the cross was what? A balance, like I said, for justification. Now, this is what justification means. It means that if I come now and I slap you, because of the blood and the cross, in God's sight, it is recorded that I never slapped you. What I did was I hugged you, I showed you love. So he justified as though it did not just happen. So at the cross, all of the sin that we made, God's love made it such that it did not just happen. It did not just happen. So Jesus took the curses of us and did what? And hung on the tree, since the Father could not behold that. Meanwhile, remember, people that miss Bible studies, that the cross was what? A division between the old covenant and the new covenant. So he had to usher the old covenant in the old covenant and do what? And usher us into what? A new covenant. Them that believe that will be what? Will be seen in paradise. So what did the Father do? When Jesus, God turned his back at Jesus, he was looking at me. Did you not hear what I said? When God turned his back at Jesus at the cross and darkness filled the earth, he was looking at me. Because I was substituted for Jesus and Jesus was substituted for me. So Jesus now died on my behalf, so I am free. I now have free access again to the Father. So every time that he looks away at the sin of man, when he comes back, Abraham, so that's one of the wonderful things about the cross. So, after all of this, this is just the introduction. We'll just sing a worship song to God. And then we'll raise our prayer. Moderators, please, how many minutes do I have left? Jay, my moderator is sleeping. Time. 5 minutes. She'll have given me 10 minutes now. Please, can we be on our feet? But then, despite a cross being a symbol of love, beyond it being a symbol of love, it becomes a symbol of intelligence of God to show you that what you can be justified and then you have been given victory. So, while they nailed him, the cross, now this is how the cross is. When you are being nailed, they'll take a beat. On a very high place that everybody can see you, and on a mountain, so everybody can see you. Now, before you be taken, they will have to draw you from rope. They will pull it until you what? You are being lifted high. So Jesus said, "If I be lifted high, I will draw all men to myself." You may say that it was being when he raised to heaven. But then he justified that scripture when he said in John 3:14, that just as what Moses lifted up the serpent, so shall everyone that that so shall the Son of Man be lifted up, that everyone that looked upon him. So at the cross, he's telling you that don't look at what the devil is doing. Don't look at how you have been stink by the serpent. Don't look at by the venom of this world. In this time, now look up to the cross. Don't want to kill it. Now do what? Look up to the cross. Look up to the cross. How that his red blood made you as white as snow. Lead me to the cross. Media. Precious, please help me.
Bring me to my knees.
Can you just close your eyes in reverence to God? Just tell him thank you for the cross that you poured out your life. Gradually he was releasing it.
Come against you.
For it was made.
as he rises in victory. Since Christ has crossed his name for me, for
I am
his.
Sin, death, and curse.
Since Christ has crossed,
its grip on me.
For in him,
because
in the power. Jesus died, the wrath of God.
Can you behold the cross? God was so angry when man disobeyed him. He was so angry when man sinned against him. He was so angry when man turned his back and left him in the garden of fellowship. So he needed that thing to be restored again. And because he has spoken it already that every son that sins shall die, there was no man pure enough to satisfy that wrath. So he sent his only begotten son just so you and I could come, just so you and I could be free, just so you and I could be delivered. So everything that he did for you, he will do for you. He has already done for you, started at the cross, and you were justified at the cross. His wrath was satisfied. No longer were you accursed. No longer were you judged. No longer were you pronounced dead in sin. No longer were you condemned. So before you became sinner, Jesus already died for you. Become you even lie down like Jesus died for you. Before you betrayed him, Jesus died for you. Before you turn your back against him, Jesus paid the price already. So we now brought you into that lineage that you have been justified. Can you raise your voice and begin to tell him, Lord Jesus, thank you for the Lord that you poured on the cross. Thank you for the cross.
If you are someone in this house, the journey of the cross starts from repentance. Before you can behold the cross and see the power and the efficacy of it, it starts from repentance. And repentance means that you have accepted that you are a sinner, but now you are ready to turn back. So many of us, we have beaten Jesus again. The very pains that I was talking about, and you're keeping yourself in a kind of displeasure, is what you are putting Jesus again when you go back to sin. You are putting Jesus a crown of thorn on your head again when you do that things that he said you should not do. You are nailing Jesus again on the cross when he has already paid the price, but yet you have not repented. You are doing what? Flogging Jesus again. You are pulling Jesus' bread. You are making Jesus what? Naked again on the street. So if you are that kind of person here and you tell Lord Jesus, I have punished you enough with my sin. I have made your death so unfruitful and futile in my life. Today, I am turning back to the cross. Today, I am returning back to the cross. Can you take a journey to this altar? 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 Jesus, I know that all of the things that you paid the price for, I have been doing it. All of the things that you paid the prices for, the date you paid, I went back again to all the date by committing sin. But today, I have made a desire in my heart that I'm coming back to the cross. I am coming back to the root of the cross. Show me mercy. Can you come to the altar? Sense of none, can we all lift our hands to heaven and tell the Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. 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 Show me the power of your cross. Show me the power of your cross. Reveal the cross to me. In every situation of my life, can you close your eyes and make that your heart cry?
every situation of my life revealed across you. Let your red blood wash my dark sin as pure as gold. Let it wash me. 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 In the name of Jesus, the Christ, you have prayed. In the name of Jesus, the Christ, you have prayed. I pray for everyone in this house that the devil has been judging you because he did not recognize what God did for you at the cross. And the devil has capitalized on your ignorance at the cross. Please, can you close your eyes? Stop looking at me. That God, by his mercy, by the blood that flowed from that cross down, will justify you. In the name of Jesus, everyone here that has been accused, everyone here that has been cursed, because him that bear all your curses is hung on the tree, you are being averted from every curses that has been pronounced against you. Every curses in your lineage, every curses that has been putting in the place of perpetual mediocrity, every curses that has been making your journey on earth to be full of strife, in the name of Jesus the Christ that took all your curses on the tree and showed you his freedom, may that cross speak on your behalf. In the name of Jesus. And may you be free from every curses by the power and the authority in that cross. In the name of Jesus. Every time the devil comes to judge you, may that cross appear as a pillar of witness for you. Every time a pronouncement that is not according to the will of God, just like in nailing on the tree or in Colossians 2:14, let everything that will rise up as an accusation, every voices of accusation, every voices of pronouncement from the wickedness of this world, every voices of accusation that is coming from the accuser of the brethren, media Colossians 2:14-15, every accusation, just like Jesus nailed it to the tree, let all of the accusation, let all of the handwritings of ordinances, let all of the princes that spoke, let all of the seal that was stamped concerning your condemnation, concerning your unfruitfulness, concerning you not experiencing the miracle and the wonders of God, let all of those be averted in the name of Jesus. Blotting down the handwriting of ordinances that was written against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out and he nailed it on his way toward to the cross. And having small principalities and powers, he made a public show of them, openly and triumphing over them in it, because he has nailed it to his cross, because Jesus has nailed all of your sorrows and all of your burdens, every pronouncement of wickedness concerning your life on the cross. No more pronouncement can have power over you in the name of Jesus. No more handwriting of judgment that the wicked have written in your family, in your lineage, can have authority over you, because you have subscribed this morning to the power and the authority in the love of Jesus embedded on the cross. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. So go and free, have victory by the cross, and experience God's love by the cross. Can we put our hands together for Jesus? Can you put our hands loudly for Jesus? Thank you, Father, for the gift of your Son. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your cross. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your cross. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your cross. Matthew 27:51. It is recorded that when the blood touched the earth, there was an earthquake, and them that were dead, the saints that were dead, all of them came back to life, and people bear witnesses of it. In the name of Jesus, can you raise your hands to heaven in faith? Just as that blood from the cross landed on the earth with the weight of it, I pray from the cross of Jesus, let that blood land in your life, let that blood land in your family, let that blood land in your academics, let that blood with its weight land in everything that concerns you, that every of your situation that was dead, every of your situation that was buried in darkness, every pronouncement that was made, everything that was covered by the earth and it is all bearing fruit in your life, let it come back to life in the name of Jesus. Can you answer that amen as a believer? Let all of them come back to life in the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus from the cross, let it land on your head. Let all of the prophecies that was hanging over you, just like Jesus fulfilled prophecy in this season, let that blood land and let those prophecies come alive to manifestation in the name of Jesus.
it is recorded that these people entered the street and blind people saw him. I pray that when this blood come to your life, let men recognize the power of this blood in your life. Let men witness it in the name of Jesus. In other words, may the Lord, by his blood and the power of the cross, do something in your life that men will bear witness and will testify in the name of Jesus. And the centurion said, indeed, this one is the Son of God. After he saw when he gave up the ghost and darkness filled the whole earth, in the name of Jesus, may the unbelievers on the streets, may the one that does not believe this power of the cross, may the ones that do not believe what God has done at the cross, because of what would God will do in your life, because of the testimony that God will give you from this service, may they confess in your life that Jesus is Lord. May they confess in your life that Jesus is Lord. And he says that life is in the blood. That life is in the blood. I speak concerning your life here, that everything that has died yet again, as this blood of Jesus will transfuse into your vessel, may your mortal body receive life. May your spirit receive life. Every death that you have experienced before now, death of things, death of circumstances, you are living but you are dying slowly. You are living but you are dying in depression. You are living but things, your financial life is dead. You are dying but things in your life, your spiritual life is dead. By the mercies of God and that life-giving blood, may you receive life again. May your academics receive life again. May your finances receive life again. May your father's house receive life again. May your mother's house receive life again. May the wealth of your father's house receive life again. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you, that situation that looks like it is impossible, that school fees that it looks as though it will not come, that house rent that it looks as though it will not come, that examination that you are still asking God, last semester I studied more than this and the result is bad, how come this semester? All of those secret questions you've been asking God that looks impossible, by the power in the cross, in this service, may you receive a testimony. May you receive a testimony. May you receive a testimony that indeed God has done it. Receive the blessings of the Lord. Receive the blessings of the Lord. And one of the things that the cross did was that he put all authorities under Jesus. I pray concerning you, because you subscribe to this highest authority of him that hung on the cross. Let every power, every authority that has been putting you in the place of cage, that has been putting you in the place of chains, that has been tying ropes around your leg, that has been tying ropes around your hand, that has been veiling your eyes from doing the right thing and going the right places, let this authority lose their bounds now in the name of Jesus. In your life, let those authority lose their bounds in the name of Jesus. In your life, let those authority lose their bounds in the name of Jesus. And he said to the man at his right hand, because you believe on me, today you meet me in paradise. And immediately guilt left him and he rejoiced because he will see Jesus in paradise. Every one of you here that the devil has used you, has used the cage of guilt of your sin and has held you captive. Every one of you that hear that the cage of darkness has been put because of what you have done. Because Jesus proclaimed that man, you are free. Because you are here and you believe just like that man believed, you are free. From the spirit of guilt, you are free. From the spirit of guilt, you are free. From the spirit of guilt, you are free. In the name of Jesus, your soul is redeemed, your spirit is redeemed, and your body is redeemed. In the name of Jesus, go back with the victory, the power and the authority of the cross of Jesus. Amen. Can we share the grace? Now, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Ghost rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Can you lay your hands on your head? Now, scream it as loud as you can. I have victory by the cross and the blood of Jesus. Again, cross and the blood of Jesus. Last time, I have victory by the cross and the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And as you go back, may God open up the awareness of what he did at the cross for you, so you can love him the more. In Jesus' name. Can we share our covenant exchange? In this year 2024, your God will do great wonders in your life. In this year 2024, my God will do great wonders. In this year 2024, our God will do great wonders in our life, and we will all testify in the name of Jesus. So please, if you are not here during praise and worship, during the first service, please stay back so that I can get the complete dose of the second service. Praise the Lord.
And please remember that on Friday, we are meeting here 8 a.m. And on Saturday, we are meeting here 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. respectively. And on what? On Sunday, we are meeting here 8 a.m. to experience the power in the name called Jesus the Christ. So don't miss it. Praise the Lord. Don't miss it. Some of you just want to